from Louisville Public Media.
I'm Jean West. It's Friday. That means we get a dose of Kentucky politics distilled with Capitol reporter Ryland Barton. And Ryland, that was a big flurry of activity last night. It's not the end of the session. So what's up with that?
Right. So now we're in this 10-day veto period where Governor Bevin gets to veto or sign bills. Then on March 28th, in a couple weeks, the legislature comes back and they can try and override any vetoes or pass any new bills. And then that's it. That's the end of the legislative session.
Okay. So what has been passed so far?
A whole lot. And a lot of it passed late on Thursday night, right at the last minute. Among the bills that were sent to Bevin are a requirement that public schools prominently display "In God We Trust," the motto, and a bill that would reduce the amount that people with solar panels get compensated for when they put power back onto the energy grid. Then there's four anti-abortion bills that have been passed, including a requirement that doctors tell women they can reverse medically induced abortions by taking progesterone, a process that OBGYNs say is not scientifically proven.
That's a lot. So the ACLU is already planning to sue to block some of these laws.
Yeah, the ACLU filed two lawsuits of two of those anti-abortion bills, including the a ban on abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That's at about the sixth week of pregnancy. In that bill, Louisville Republican Representative Jason Nemus, he filed an amendment to try and create an exception for fetuses that won't survive a pregnancy, but it was resoundingly voted down.
We all want to protect the baby, but in this case, the baby won't survive. And the mother ought not have to, as in Kelsey's case, carry that baby for 22 more agonizing weeks.
So a fetal heartbeat can be detected as early as the sixth week of pregnancy, far earlier than protections set out by Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision. It says states can't meddle with abortions until around the 24th week of pregnancy. But Republicans in the legislature say they don't care if the bill goes against Roe v. Wade. They're actually kind of hoping that there's a lawsuit that may be coming out of Kentucky that'll go all the way to the Supreme Court and help overturn it.
Right. Okay. Those got a lot of attention, but what else passed?
I think one of the biggest takeaways from this session is financial. So the state's in this huge financial crisis, partly because of the enormous pension debt and the amount of money the state has to put towards the pension systems. And yet the state still passed $105 million in new tax breaks. That's $105 million that the state's not going to get in tax revenue. And it approved $75 million in new borrowing for state parks improvements. So Governor Bevin said he'd likely sign off on that tax bill. He says the state needs to make more money, but he's largely avoided any proposals that would increase any revenue, and he's putting his faith in trying to get more money from taxpayers.
The more of them we have, the more taxes they're paying, the better it is for everybody. So again, we don't need them paying more as individuals. We just need more people paying taxes. This is going to be all the difference.
There's a lot of talk that Bevin might call a special legislative session later this year to deal with financial issues, especially pensions. But it's important to remember he's also running for re-election this year.
Okay. Thank you, Ryland. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.